Hello.
Hi,
Yes.
Is this Barry?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Barry. My name is Samantha Hayes. I'm calling you from the Compliance Department of Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. I'm sorry to see the problems you're having.
That's completely fine. No problem at all. Thank you so much for the concern. Barry, I just got to know that you're dissatisfied with the project. Hence, I'm calling you to discuss, in depth about the reasons that you could possibly have.
Sure. Do you want me to start or what?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm listening.
Yeah, I mean, as of yesterday, excuse me, I have a little cold, but
no worries.
I have been working with your organization since November. It's taken a great deal of time to get any product created by a fellow named Steve and what he calls his team.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, yesterday I stopped being able to contact him or another woman named April who got me involved with your organization from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So there's literally been nothing produced. I sent copies of the books. It's a trilogy, all three of the book files. I was told that they first told that they couldn't use them because they were in the wrong format, and I could never get a straight answer as to what format was needed.
Okay.
I have had enormous lack of success in getting any kind of work with Lulu. Nobody's ever been able to start creating an author page for me. So basically,
okay.
I've in all this time, I have gotten absolutely nothing. I have been attempted to be very helpful. When Steve sent me a couple of items that I thought were just not appropriate,
mm-hmm.
I sent him alternatives, and he generally took those up. But now it is as if the organization literally doesn't exist anymore, and I am out $4,500 that I can't afford.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for providing a detailed explanation of what is going on, and I truly apologize for all of this inconvenience and hassle caused. I'm going to start with your last statement. The organization definitely exists. That's the reason why I'm calling, to actually provide you a resolution that is suitable at this point of time in this scenario for you, because it has to be a win-win for the customer. Since you are a customer, we need to make sure that you're satisfied in order for us to, prosper and work on future businesses or a longer-run relationship with our clients. At this point of time, Barry, what I'm going to do is that I'm going to go ahead and get a detailed account from your project manager and the teams in regards to what exactly is going on the project. Tell me something. Have you spoken to April lately?
No, and I tried to contact her yesterday, and once again, it
mm-hmm.
simply says that the Penguin Book Writers is not a valid address anymore.
Okay,
all
yes,
yesterday.
That is because, yesterday our servers and our website was down. Due to maintenance and technical difficulties, we did inform all of our clients. Weren't you informed about this?
No, I was not.
I apologize for that. I believe your project manager was not available in the office. That's the reason why you weren't informed. Barry, let me get the complete report, and then we will discuss in detail in regards to what has been done and what exactly is the problem that the team is facing in order to provide you the desired results. Okay? So just be patient with me. I will be reaching out to you today again, if you're available.
Yes. Did you just say you're contact me again once you talk to Steve?
Yes, that is correct. So is there any particular time I should call you today?
I can certainly talk to you any time this afternoon. I'm on the East Coast of the United States.
Got you. Eastern Standard Time. All right, perfect, Barry. Let me dig deeper, and I will call you right back, okay?
Thank you very much.
No problem. And I apologize once again. You do not need to stress out at all, Barry. I'm here. I'm handling things. Rest assured, we will resolve this, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks
okay.
for calling.
Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Talk soon.
Bye-bye.